Welcome. In this advanced Ableton lesson, you'll learn how to build a Goldie-style bell pluck, route it, and arrange it in Live 12 using expressive macro controls. We'll create a 3-chain instrument rack. Wrap it in an audio effect rack with 6 macros, add 2 tempo-synced returns, and automate everything so a single automation lane can morph your sound from tight and percussive to huge, metallic, reverberant, and gritty. Perfect for drum and bass arrangements. Let's begin with what you'll build. On the instrument side, you'll make a single rack called Goldie Bell Pluck with 3 parallel chains, body for the warm low harmonics, bell for the metallic high partials using FM or wavy-able FM, and texture for attack slash noise. Around that, you'll build a Goldie Bell FX rack exposing 6 macros, bell decay, FM slash brightness, filter cutoff slash tonal morph, reverb send, delay send, and grit slash stutter. You'll add 2 returns, a short plate reverb for tight DNB tails and a tempo synced pain delay, and use sidechain on the returns to keep the low end clean. Finally, you'll arrange using macro automation and resample performance takes to freeze CPU heavy movements. Now we'll walk through the build step by step. Keep an eye on mapping ranges when assigning macros. That's the creative core of this system. Step A, create the instrument skeleton. Insert a MIDI track and drop an instrument rack. Rename it Goldie Bell Pluck. Create 3 chains inside the rack and name them 01 Body, 02 Bell, and 03 Texture. For 01 Body, put Wavy-Table on the body chain. Choose a warm, partial rich Wavy-Table, something sawish or digital stack style. Use 1-3 unison voices with very small detune, roughly 0.01 to 0.08. Set the amp envelope, attack 0 ms, decay between 250 and 450 ms, low sustain near 0 to 0.15, release around 80 to 150 ms. Add a low pass filter after the oscillator, 12 dB slope, cutoff around 1.8 to 2.5 kHz and moderate resonance. Place a light compressor to tighten dynamics and add punch. For 02 bell, you can use operator or wavy-table with FM. If you choose operator, use 2 operators, as carrier and B as modulator. Tune B to a harmonic ratio like 2.0 or 3.0 and set the B level to a moderate amount for metallic tone. Add a short pitch envelope on the carrier for a pitch drop, fast decay around 60 to 120 ms and depth between minus 12 and minus 24 semitones for that pluck pitch fall. If you use wavy-table, add a second oscillator as an FM source or use the internal FM routing and give it a short amp envelope, decay 100 to 300 ms. Sustain very low. After the oscillator, boost presence at 3 to 6 kHz with an EQ and optionally use a resonator or a narrow EQ boost to emphasize the metallic partials. For 03 texture, load a short noise or click into simpler or use Wavy-Table's noise oscillator. High pass around 2.5 to 4 kHz and set a short decay, 40 to 120 ms, just to reinforce transient attack. Balance and phase, set relative volume so body sits under bell and texture only ANS attack. Solo and check phase coherence. If you hear phasing in the low mids, reduce to tune or add a slight tune offset or HPF on one chain. Step C, add the audio effect rack and plan macros. Group the instrument rack inside an audio effect rack and rename it Goldie Bell FX Rack. Plan 6 macros. 1. Bell decay 2. FM slash brightness 3. Tonal morph slash filter cutoff 4. Reverb send 5. Delay send 6. Grit slash stutter. Step D. Map macros to instrument parameters. Creative multi-mapping. Open macro map mode and map the following, remembering to set explicit min and max ranges for each mapping. Macro 1 bell decay right arrow map body and bell amp decay ranges so macro low equals short pluck and macro high equals long sustain. Example ranges. Body 120 right arrow 700 ms, bell 80 right arrow 450 ms, macro 2 FM, slash, brightness right arrow map operators modulator level or wavy-able FM index, and map an EQ band gain around 47 kHz so increasing this macro raises metallic content. Typical mapping, mod level 0.15 right arrow 0.6 and EQ gain plus 4 right arrow plus 10 dB. Macro 3 tonal morph right arrow map body chain low pass cutoff and bell high shelf gain. Invert 1 mapping so macro up makes bell brighter while body gets darker. Example, body cutoff inverted 3.0 kHz right arrow 1.2 kHz, bell high shelf 0 right arrow plus 6 dB. Macro 4 reverb send right arrow map send a level from 0 to tilde 0.35. Also map the returns pre-delay or damping slightly so tails change character as send increases. Macro 5 delay send right arrow map send B plus delay feedback and filter. Example send 0 right arrow 0.30, feedback 0.2 right arrow 0.55, delay cutoff 6kHz right arrow 2.5kHz. Macro 6 grit slash stutter right arrow map again. Device rate slash thresholder beat repeat grid and dry slash wet, and map a saturator drive for extra grit. Keep grid mappings musical, 1/16 to 1/32. Fine-tune mapping ranges. Click each mapped parameter and set min and max manually. Use narrow ranges for subtlety, wide for dramatic morphs. Inverted ranges let one control brighten one layer while darkening another. Use that deliberately. Step E. Add parallel processing inside the audio effect rack. Create three effect chains. Dry, wide, and grit. Dry, minimal processing, utility with neutral width. Wide, chorus or modulation, ping pong delay, and pre-fader reverb sends. Increase stereo width here. Grit, saturator into bit reduction or redux, plus multiband dynamics or EQ boosts for aggression. Map chain selector to a macro so you can morph between these processing states. Overlap chain selector ranges slightly so transitions crossfade smoothly. Step F, returns and sidechain routing. Create return A, a short plate or room reverb with decay roughly 0.8 to 1.8 seconds. Roll off highs or use damping to darken tails as needed. Create return B, tempo synced echo or ping delay set to dotted 1/16 or 1/8 dotted. Add low and high filters to tame repeats. Add a compressor on each return and sidechain the returns to your kick or drum bus. Set attack fast, release tune to the break, so tails are dynamically ducked. Step G, performance and arrangement automation. In arrangement, lay out a 16-bar motif. Automate macros rather than dozens of individual device parameters. Intro, macro 1 low, macro 2 low, macro 4 low. Build. Gradually increase macro 2 and macro 4 to bring brightness and space. Use macro 6 for gated stutter fills. Drop. Macro 1 medium high for more sustain. Macro 3 to open the body cutoff. Macro 5 to add ping delay slap. Use clip envelopes for micro variations inside bars. Draw macro automation inside MIDI clips for per bar micro morphs. Automate chain selector to move between dry, wide, and grid at key moments. For example, switch to wide plus a reverb spike at the breakdown. Step H, creative routing extras. Duplicate the MIDI track and use the same rack with slightly different macro ranges or pitch offset to layer variations. Map chain selector to crossfade layers. Use resampling. Create an audio track set to resampling and record while you perform macros in real time. Use the resampled audio when you want to freeze performance or free CPU. Step I, tempo synced rhythmic macro tricks. If you have Max for Live, map macro 6 to an LFO with sample and hold or stepped values synced to 1/16 or 1/32 and then map an LFO to macro amount for evolving tempo locked gating. Without Max, automate macro 6 with clip envelopes or use beat repeat mapped into the rack. A few reference starting values. Bell decay macro, 8400 ms operator mod level, 0.150.6 wave eatable cutoff, 1.2-3.2kHz depending on key reverbs and max, 0.35 delay feedback, 0.2-0.6, dotted 1/16 for swing beat repeat grid, 1/16 1/32. Common mistakes to avoid. Don't map everything to one macro without setting ranges. You'll get extreme, unusable changes. Set min and max per mapping. Forgetting to invert ranges where needed, inverted mappings create richer motion. Overloading sends. Use sidechain on returns to keep the low end clear. Ignoring phase when layering, large detune values can cause cancellation in the low mid. Use small tuning offsets or HPF on one layer. Using huge bell decay on busy sections, automate macro 4 down in dense parts. Not saving your rack presets, complex mappings are easy to lose. Pro tips to make this musical: use inverted mapping for a tonal swap. Map macro 3 to both a low pass and an inverse high shelf so one control replaces one character with another. Map velocity to macro 1, so harder hits get longer sustains for natural expressiveness. Map a single macro to EQ frequency and stereo utility width, to go from mono tight pluck to wide pad like tail. Use a hardware controller to record macros live. It's more musical than drawing envelopes. For per bar micro variations, use multiple clips with different static macro values and trigger them. when you've captured interesting macro performances. Resample to audio to save CPU. Mini practice exercise. Build the 3-chain instrument rack and the audio effect rack. Map 4 macros. Decay. FM brightness. Reverb send. Stutter. Set macro 1 to expand body decay 120 right arrow 650 ms. Macro 2 FM 0 right arrow 0.6. Macro 3 send 0 right arrow 0.4. Macro 4 beat repeat dry slash wet 0 right arrow 100%. Write a 16 bar loop and automate. Bars 1-8. Macro 1 low. Macro 2 medium. Macro 3 low. Bars 9-12. Ramp macro 2 up and open macro 1 halfway. Bars 13-16. Spike macro 3 for more reverb and turn macro 4 on every quarter bar for a stutter fill. Resample bars 9-16. Comp into the mix and compare CPU and sonic results. Save the rack as a preset. Recap and closing. You've built a Goldie Bell Pluck system, a 3-chain instrument rack and an audio effect rack with expressive macros. The key techniques are parallel routing, multi-parameter macro mapping with controlled ranges and inversions, using chain selector for whole rack morphing, sidechained returns for tight ENB tails, and resampling to capture performances. Treat macros as your single musical automation lane. One well-mapped control can take a tight pluck to a huge, gated, reverberant bell without cluttering your arrangement. Save your racks and presets. Include a short README with macro targets and ranges, so you can return to complex setups months later. If you'd like, I can export a step-by-step rack preset list with exact parameter names and ranges you can paste into a mapping table or guide you through a short checklist for mapping on your system. That's it. Now open live. Get the 3 chains balanced, map your macros carefully, and start performing. Have fun morphing a single lane into a full performance instrument.